How did the media perform during this year's presidential campaign? The complaints against the press include covering style over substance, not enough fact-checking, too many polls, not enough on the issues, and too much on the personalities and the candidates' controversy of the day. David Rubin is a professor and dean emeritus of the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. As for the poll-driven reporting, Professor Rubin says it depends on how those numbers are used.
I don't think the problem is too many polls. I think the problem seems to be the methodology these days that we use to do polling and to do exit polling, because the information that the pollsters got and that they were crunching turns out not to have been accurate. So what I think needs to be addressed is how much more difficult in an era of cell phones, for example, it is to do polling of a scientific sample. And in an era when people are mistrustful of journalists, whether exit polls even work anymore if people won't tell the truth. So that's what I think the problem is.
You mentioned the mistrust of journalists. Do you think that mistrust has widened since this election? How has that changed?
Even pre-Trump, the public had a fairly low opinion of journalists. They were right down there with members of Congress. So I think Trump played on that. I think Trump's attacks on journalists and what he called the rigged press and calling out journalists by name, taunting journalists, playing to his crowd, I think certainly now that he's been elected has not helped the credibility of the press, or at least what we might call the legacy press, with voters. But as I say, it was already pretty low, so I'm not sure how much lower it could get.
Your students at Newhouse, what have you been telling them about this election? What have they been saying? What are their thoughts on journalism now?
I taught a class this morning to seniors, and some of them were in tears about the results of this election. And they said not so much that Clinton lost, but rather fear about what a Trump presidency will bring. I don't think they're thinking about this in parochial terms. That is, what does it mean for people going into advertising, public relations, graphic design, filmmaking? I mean, nobody knows the answers to those questions. Although I am writing something now about what I think the impact of a Trump administration will be on a variety of legal issues facing the press. But I don't think our students are looking at that. I think they're much more concerned, as everyone is, about the much broader questions that face society now that Trump has won.
What about the third-party candidates? We've heard some criticism that Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, wasn't covered enough, also that Gary Johnson wasn't covered enough. Do you think the media just ignores these candidates? Do they give them a fair shake?
These complaints come up every 2 and 4 years. They're nothing new. In this particular instance, in my opinion, neither Johnson nor Stein deserved much coverage. Neither was a compelling candidate. Neither had a vision that was likely to sell to the public. Neither had the money to promote themselves. We live in a two-party system. This is not a parliamentary system. This is not Israel. This is not Great Britain. This is not Italy. We don't have a system that tolerates third parties and gives them a seat at the table. You can't get into Congress through a system of proportional representation. We don't have lists of candidates from the Greens and the Independents and so on. So this is a problem with American democracy. We have two parties. Now, if the two parties we currently have fracture, which is possible since they are now made up of elements that are at war with each other, where you have the Clintons, the traditional Clinton Pelosi side at war with the Sanders-Warren side, and on the Republican end, you have Trump against the Ryan wing. I mean, you could end up with four parties for a while. It's not unimaginable, but we have never, in all our history, had a system of more than two, at least for long, more than two truly competitive parties. So it's not the media's fault that they didn't give Stein and Johnson more coverage. if Stein and Johnson had been more worthy of coverage, they would have gotten it. I mean, the press certainly has covered George Wallace in his day and Ross Perot in his day. So it happens, but these two were not worthy of much coverage. And by the nature of our political system, they are not going to get it because, unless they're extraordinary, because journalists are well aware that we don't have a system that is particularly welcoming to third-party candidates.
Is the media very reflective? There's been a lot of talk today by some of the pundits that the Democrats have to take a look inside themselves and determine how they're going to approach the future. Even the same for the Republicans, how they're going to take this victory and move into the future. Is the media going to do some reflection after this election, or are there going to be changes? I know the media is vast amount of different outlets and papers, et cetera, but is there going to be some soul-searching, perhaps some reflection?
I suspect there will be discussion of what one does about fake news, about how the marketplace of ideas has become polluted because of the Internet, how a very large percentage of what's out there is false, and the fact that the American public, much of it is media illiterate and can't tell the difference or doesn't want to tell the difference and is simply looking for information to confirm their own viewpoints in order to avoid any dissonance that may be created. This is a huge problem. If I could put the Internet back into the black hole of Silicon Valley and leave it there and go back to an era before it, I absolutely would. I think that the risks to democracy that the Internet poses are far greater than the benefits that it has provided to the country. So I expect that there will be some discussion of how one deals with the whole problem of false stories, fake stories that proliferate on the Internet. I think a second issue will be the level of pugilistic combat that journalists have with sources. Trump, and to a much lesser extent Clinton, provoked that by failing to answer questions honestly or putting falsehoods out there, repeating falsehoods repeatedly. And there comes a point at which journalists realize they cannot be conveyor belts for information. They have to fight back. They have to fact check. They have to call people out. I'm in favor of that. Whether that lasts into this administration, when you're now dealing with a President Trump and the powerful people now that he will have around him, I don't know. I hope it does. But if journalists fell back into what one might call conveyor belt journalism, just telling us what the officials have to say, it wouldn't surprise me, but I think it would be a very unfortunate development.
David Rubin is a professor and dean emeritus of the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University.